how well he or she can handle the things. I'm talking about the circumstances of life. Praise God. And if you have never been through a circumstance, you have never been through a thing. Only message I have for you today. Keep getting up in the morning. You see, a noted writer once said that our problem is to be able to see the hand of God in a world of law and order when things go against us. Amen. That's why I keep telling you, if you haven't had a circumstance yet, if you haven't had one of those life situations yet, just keep getting up in the morning. Praise God. You see, failed plans, sickness, shattered dreams, failed opportunities, and even death. All these can cause us grief, yet they may also lead to tremendous opportunities. You see, such was the case of the Apostle Paul here in our text today. Paul had longed to go to Rome so that he could preach the gospel. Praise God. He did go to Rome. But he was there as a prisoner. Praise God. Y'all got to catch this. You see, he made use of his time by writing letters to the churches. Paul wrote to his Philippian friends about what had happened to him. You see, God had turned a bad situation into something good. You see, Paul's personal situation, amen, it was bad. For what? He was in prison. But his spiritual situation was good, praise God, because what? He got the opportunity, praise God, to preach the gospel. Praise God. In other words, Paul is saying that even though I'm in Rome, I long to come to Rome so that I can preach and preach freely. Praise God. God allowed him to go to Rome. Praise God. But he wasn't free as he thought he was. He was locked up. Praise God. But guess what? God used that bad situation and it turned out to be good. Praise God. You got to understand, praise God. And this is a message, praise God, to set at ease the mind of our friends and his friends and in Philippi, praise God, Paul asserted the things that had happened to him resulted in what? The furtherance of the gospel. You see, even though he was in prison, Paul had been allowed, you got to go back and read the whole story. Paul was allowed to even arrange his own living quarters, praise God, until the time of his trial, praise God. And then he was in chain all the time to Roman soldiers, praise God, where he can be sure that those soldiers heard the gospel. And can I tell y'all what Paul told them? Amen. I guarantee you, every last one of those soldiers, praise God, that Paul was strapped to, probably got hurt, got tired of hearing Paul talk about this man by the name of Jesus. Praise God. You see, the one thing that we as believers must do and we must learn is to live above our circumstances. Is there anybody here right now who is willing to live above your circumstance? Praise God. You may be at a point right now. Well, you may not have money to pay your bill on tomorrow. You may be at a point right now, praise God, where you're waiting to go into the hospital. Yeah, yeah. You may be at a point right now where you have been diagnosed, praise God, with something that is bad for your health. But guess what, my brothers and my sisters? We have to learn to live above those circumstances. So as we look at this text today, my brothers and my sisters, there are three what I call mechanisms, if you will, that will help us for getting, praise God, good out of bad. And the very first thing that we look at, praise God, is that there is a method for getting good out of bad. Amen. If you look at verses 12 all the way through verse 18, you're going to see one thing that should jump out at you, praise God, and that is the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ was being preached. Amen. Praise God. One thing I like about Paul found himself in a situation. It was a dark situation. Yeah. Paul was in a Roman jail under Nero. Yeah. Amen. I don't know how many people here know anything about Nero.
Yes, sir.
If you know anything about the Emperor Nero, yeah, praise God, that was a time when Nero was ruling Rome that you would not want to be on his bad side. In fact, you wouldn't want to be on his good side, because Nero was the one that was responsible for even burning down Rome itself. So Paul found himself, praise God, in a jail. But you want to know something I like about Paul? Praise God, when I say we ought to live above our circumstances, Let me just show you something that Paul did not do. Paul did not grumble and complain. Paul did not question God and wonder, why me? Sometimes when we find ourselves going through something, we sit there and say, well, why that couldn't happen to somebody else? Why me? Praise God. Paul didn't do that. Paul did not whine, neither did he murmur. Paul did not fall, praise God, to pieces. He didn't break into pieces, praise God. Paul did not throw in the towel, praise God, and said, I'm not going to serve this God no more because this God is not doing me any good, praise God. Paul, amen, did not curse God, nor did he give up his faith. What did Paul do? There's a couple of things that Paul continued to do. Two things in particular. Paul continued to witness, praise God, about the goodness of God. Praise God. Not only that, Paul continued to preach about the goodness of God. Paul also observed others who preach about the goodness of God. Some of them who had some wrong intentions. But praise God, Paul said, I'm not worried about that. As long as the word of God is being preached, praise God. In other words, what Paul is doing, Paul is saying that we ought to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. First witness that we need to be. Three of these witnesses that we ought to witness to. We can witness to Christ as our personal Savior. How many people in here have been saved? Come on now. Come on. I should have seen more hands than that. Should have been every hand in this building went up. Praise God. If you have been saved, praise God, then you have a witness that you can tell somebody. Praise God. Because if God has done anything for you, amen, you should be able to tell it to somebody. Praise God. Tell them how I used to be, praise God, one of these. Because I think I'm looking out here, Brother Lucas, I believe I'm looking at a bunch of used to be's. Praise God. The only folks out here that may not be a used to be is one of these little bitty children. Praise God. And if you allow them to walk around just a little bit longer, praise God, guess what? They gonna be a used to be. All of us have been a used to be. I'm one of the biggest used to be's that you can ever imagine. Praise God. But guess what? I am no longer a used to be. Praise God. I don't care what nobody may say about me. I am no longer a used to be. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am no longer a used to be. Praise God. Don't you know what I mean by that? Because if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, praise God, God doesn't look at you as a used to be. Even if you are used to be and you go back to some of the stuff that you used to do. Oh! Because he does not look at you, praise God, as a used to be. Praise God, because he looks at you and he sees you in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, now you can say this if you've given your life to Christ. Say, neighbor, I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And say, I don't care what folks say about me. I don't care what people try to do to me. I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to throw this one in for free. I don't care how you wear your hair. I don't care how you dress. Praise God, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, he sees you in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And guess what? Every last one of us got a witness to what he has done for us. If we can't tell somebody no more than where he pulled us from, praise God. I tell folks all the time, y'all know I don't mind telling my testimony. Praise God. I used to drink vodka like there was no more vodka to be made. Praise God. I was trying to drink it all up. But praise God. But I thank God. I can witness, praise God, to Jesus Christ about that. Praise God. Not only that, I can witness, praise God, witness to the reality of God. How many of y'all here know that God is real? Let me see that again. How many of us in here know that God is real?
Yes, sir. Amen, Pastor. Look at the
praise God. If I can take this mic and pass it around to everybody and say, how do you know he's real?
Yes, sir. Look at it.
Praise God. I no doubt in my mind somebody say, I know he's real because, praise God, one day, praise God, I woke up. I didn't have food to eat. Praise God. One day, I woke up. I didn't have clothes to wear. One day I woke up, I didn't have enough money to do this, but guess what God did? God made a way. See, you can't tell me that God is not good. I learned that at a young age. Praise God. I'll never forget. I think I've told the story. Praise God. My mother worked hard to try to raise 7 children. Praise God. And one day she came home after they had not paid her.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome rules until redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look
when we put it all together,
at the Word of God.
We like to call you Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
And the Word of God is truth. And John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. I'm telling you nothing but the Word. The truth, God's word is truth. And Psalms 33:4, it says, for the word of the Lord is right. And his